Hey, Freaks, Jimenson with you. Got a best of show for you. I'm sorry I have to do this, but I promise I will make it up to you. I just, I spread myself too thin. Absolutely everyone wanted a piece of me today. Listen, I've got a great best of show for you. This is from well over a year ago, and it's a Tuesday program. And for Sideshow Freaks, it was an extended show, but I'm going to go ahead and play the entire extended program for everyone today. Tomorrow, we'll pretend it's today. Does that make sense? So tomorrow, we'll do a Sextastic Tuesday, which will actually be Sextastic Wednesday, and it'll be an extended program for Sideshow Freaks. Thursday's program will also be just for Sideshow Freaks. It'll be an exclusive one. So be on the lookout for all of that. Enjoy this classic edition, and I will see you back tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
We're the cocksuckers who can get your rocks off. How about it, stud? Are you looking for real men to bow and bend for? Latin lovers to give it to you real good. Big balls to fill your warm mouth. We've got it all. Every man for every pleasure. Discreet and intimate. Your hidden fetish is our little secret, and we want to fulfill it real bad. Get off with a well-hung stud. Enjoy uninhibited raunchy fun. We're greased for action, so call now.
All right.
We're waiting.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a shoe stuck in your head. Plus, overweight little bitches finally get the hint. No one wants to bone a fatty, even if you're six. And a patented penis straightener will get the kinks out your dick. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Dimension with you. This is the Distorted View Show, back for the Tuesday podcast. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday coming up in just a second. Actually, I have a bit of a Sextastic Tuesday hors d'oeuvre for you. This should get you all worked up and rock hard, ready for the story. It's a short poem based on Japanese hentai, and it is called Suck on My Tentacles. Here we go. Running through the woods, as they whip and slash behind her. Catch her by the feet. Whip, strip, strangle, dangle in the air. Ah! She screams in anticipation. She'll get no satisfaction. Push, squirm, suck on my tentacles. My million peni inside you. Scream and moan between deep throating. TVTA and making room, I don't know what that means, TVTA, and making room for more, oral, anal, vaginal, stab, more holes, left vile and defiled, with my offspring everywhere inside of you, my desire you are filled, my mate devour me, but know that I live on inside of you, our children hatch and rip through, like maggots they'll eat you to grow. A romantic poem. 10 more women found dead, torn from cunt to head. The children have only begun. Spread my seed in everyone. Corpse resembling Swiss cheese. Witness the horror of our disease. Abstinence is what we hate. Raped by tentacles is your fate. Yes, now that we are all juicy and our clits and dicks are hard, we can move on to the main event. To celebrate Black History Month, I present to you, Who You Calling a Butch? A tale of black lesbian love in the ghetto. Let's get started. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
Naisha and I have known each other for years. Mm-hmm. Grown up in the same housing complex. Projects. Throughout our growth within the community, we never really held conversation for too long. Apprehensive about the way she'd be judged or ridiculed by her friends or family had her feeling very uneasy. Although my appearance had her feeling intimidated, I truly believe she was very curious about me about me tomboyish ways. All right. Being gay, I love acting like a boy and wearing their clothes. Even though, comma, I am female, I will never dress feminine because I am an aggressive. I think she meant to say feminine, but feminine is an entirely separate fetish. I like skinny little Africans. Nothing sexier than Ethiopian twat. All right, I will never dress feminine because I'm an aggressive. For those of you who don't understand what an aggressive is, that's a more respectful title we female gays in the hood preferred to be given than a dyke or a butch, and I'm proud to call myself that. Naisha was a very sweet-looking girl, young and luscious, ever curve in her body stood out to all the guys in the hood. Trying to bag that ass left guys pissed, because she wasn't going for the same old tire shit those motherfuckers tried pulling. However, this is so retarded. However, I must have gaydar because I felt Ma was waiting for the right gay woman to free her from the anxiety of dealing with her sexual preference. I'm not entirely sure that made sense, but I'm not willing to go back and read it again. Naisha and me began developing a relationship when I bumped into her while walking down the back staircase of the building we had lived in. Puffing on a newly lit joint, you know, as blacks tend to do, Naisha had her floor's stairwell clouded with smoke. Look at me with these red chinky eyes, Naisha. Racist. Red chinky eyes. Said, what's up, Ty? You want to share some of this smoke with me? Hell yeah, Ma, I replied. Ma, hell yeah, Ma, M-A. Loving to indulge myself with weed, I gladly accepted her invitation to participate. Having manly instincts gave me a drooling appetite as my sexual hormones hungrily wanted my mouth all over Naisha's body. The girl looked so damn good! My God, I wanted to eat her out right then and there. So fucking bad! Finally, with the assistance of a couple of smokes and drinks, I could no longer hold back my needs to introduce Naisha's red bone bubble shape behind to my way of life. Do your thing, honey! Taking a bold tactic, I brazenly wrapped my arms around her slim waist and caressed her. At first, I was concerned because I thought she was going to attack when she quickly removed my arms from around her stomach and turned around. However, to my delight, she swiftly plants the wettest and most passionate kiss I ever received upon my lips. Now, this doesn't sound like a black person is writing this story. I think it's a white person trying to pretend to be black. The fraud! As our tongues began to oscillate inside our mouths, like a fan, I immediately pressed Naisha's lightly yellowed colored skin. Oh, so Naisha... Oh, I understand now. So Naisha apparently is Asian, which explains the red chinky eye comment. Okay, I thought there were two black girls. So one's black and one is Asian. Wow. Now this story is getting out of control. I don't agree with this race mixing. All right. I immediately pressed Naisha's lightly yellowed colored skin body up against the window. With determination, I tried to place my hands under the waistband of her panties. However, my attempts to penetrate her vagina was unavoidably interrupted. Petrified by the sound of a door within the building slamming shut, Naisha withdrew quickly from our brief moment of passion and fled through the exit door. Shuffling like the little Asian she is. I got to go, bye! Left horny and stranded with a bunch of empty beer cans and ashes decorating the staircase floor left me very unsatisfied. Although I could have played with her another day, I just had to seize this opportunity before she got all straight again. Yes, Naisha came down with a 24-hour case of the gay. Act now before it fades away. Alright. I went straight to the hole she tried to hide into. Little Asian hiding in a hole. After gently knocking on Naisha's apartment door, I started to become frustrated. So with my reluctance for patience, I turned my soft knocks into a relentless bang until she had finally glimpsed through the peephole. Tyniqua, are you fucking crazy? Tyniqua. Naisha yelped in a crackling voice as she starts to unlock the door. Once the door opened, Naisha, dragging on a cigarette, stood in between the entrance into her apartment, quietly giving me some fucking lecture. Ty, you shouldn't be disrespecting my house like this. You might have woken up my mama. However, I knew how Naisha's alcoholic mama... I knew... Here we go. I knew how Naisha's alcoholic mama was, loved her liquor. I knew her old ass was most likely passed out drunk. Naisha continued talking bullshit, so to shut her up, I reinstalled my tongue back inside her mouth. Overwhelmed by my lusting appetite, she pulled me inside the house and escorts me quietly off to her bedroom. All right, here we go. Grabbing the back of my head and pulling my tongue further down her throat, we both fall onto the bed. Soon as I got off the bed, I unzipped and pulled down her jeans. Oh my. When her jeans landed onto the floor, I hastily removed her panties. I briefly stood over her, but she quickly grabs hold of my hand and pulls me on top of her. Let's just get to the twat licking, please. Fully dressed, I fall atop Naisha's half-naked body, passionately tasting each other's tongues as our saliva mixed while we sucked face. Removing my right arm from her backside, I leisurely began to stroke her twat skillfully with my fingers. She knows what she's doing. Spitting into her pussy, I skillfully massaged it lovingly. Naisha squirmed with pleasure as she clutched my head. My fingers felt so warm and moist as her clit began to leak semen onto them. Pulling her braless shirt over her tits, I placed my mouth over the breast, and I sucked on her stiffening nipple while my fingers poked inside and out of her twat. After a few minutes of toying with her goodies, I gave her what she really wanted to experience, a woman face in between her legs. All right. Moving down to the lower part of her body, I placed my shoulders under Naisha's legs. With my tongue sticking out like a junkyard dog, I put my pussy-craving mouth on her tight and very wet pussy. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. All type of crazy shit mixed in with her moan started coming out of this bitch's mouth. Now we're getting black again. Her ass rises off the bed when I started shaking my head left and right as my tongue stood inserted inside her twat. For a minute, I thought she was pissing inside my mouth because her pussy was so damn wet. It had my chin, lips, and shirt soaked with so much cum. When I try to pull myself up to kiss her, she pushes my head forcefully back down onto her same-sex, head-craven twat. Jesus. We fucked for hours, smelling up her room with booze, smokes, and pussy. It's a good combination. Smelling up her room. I gave the first and the best head she's ever had from a female. Although, quite frankly, she sucked when giving it to me. I know with a little help from me and my other she-brethren, she'll be great one day giving a twat a French blowjob because her twat gonna receive a lot of aggressive attention. Aggressive indeed. Aggressively black, as Cheryl Murkowski would say. There you go. That, my friends, is Sextastic Tuesday for February 23rd, 2010. Brought to you, of course, by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK. This is a coupon code just for listeners of Distorted View. Adam and Eve approached me. They said, "Hey, Tim, you're doing a real disservice to your listeners. They want to get off, and you're reading them shitty, awful, disgusting porn. So we are going to help them out by giving them 50% off just about any item." Now, keep in mind, Adam and Eve has a great selection of adult movies, lingerie, sex toys. If it's adult in nature, AdamandEve.com probably has it. Check them out right now. Find something you like for yourself. Then just type in FREAK in the little coupon code box. You'll automatically see that your item is now 50% off. You're also going to get free shipping, but that's not all. They're also going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a bonus gift, all just for using coupon code FREAK at checkout at AdamandEve.com. There is a link on the show notes today. And yes, ladies, you can use that 50% discount on Fingo's Nubby Finger Vibrator. That's right, when you think of finger fucking, think of Fingo in the Fingo line of Nubby Finger Vibrators. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Sign up right now for Distorted View's member site, superfreaksideshow.com. Every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. Corey does Butt Fudge Sunday. A lot of great stuff pops up on the Sideshow feed every day. Yesterday, I posted an extended show. It was well over an hour, which I think is the first time we had a normal episode of DV that was over an hour long. Today, we're doing it again. Got another extended program. If you like the show, please support it and help ensure this stupidity goes on for a long, long time. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A man has been beaten with a high-heeled shoe at a Waffle House. This all went down on Valentine's Day. Now you know why he was beaten with a high heel. You're taking me to Waffle House? This all went down in Savannah, Georgia. That's apparently where his head was covered and smothered with the high-heeled shoe. Little Waffle House humor there. Hash browns. All right. Police say violence erupted during one couple's Valentine's Day outing as the suitor's former lover burst into the restaurant and beat the man with her high-heel shoe. Early Sunday morning, officers were called to the Waffle House, finding a blood-covered floor and tables in a state of disarray, according to an incident report. A 33-year-old man had suffered cuts and scrapes on his face, marks left by the spiked heel from a shoe. The victim told officers that he and his girlfriend were at a booth when a pair of sisters, one of whom is the mother of his children, came in and started an argument. He tried to ignore them, police reported, even as they began hitting him. A Waffle House manager told police that the woman also hurled sugar and salt containers through a window. At some point, the assailants went to the parking lot and damaged the man's car. They then returned inside, and the man struck at least one of the women. That's when the women took off in a car. Police officers spotted the getaway vehicle and followed it to a Memorial University Medical Center. One of the women was treated for a cut above her right eye before both were taken to the Pooler Police Department. The suspects, identified as Kenya White and Marisha White, were each charged with battery and criminal damage to private property. According to the incident report, they were taken to the Chatham County Jail. Paramedics treated the victim at the scene. So there you go. Bunch of shit going down at the Waffle House. What's new? That's why I go to the Waffle House for the entertainment. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from England. Most 12-year-old girls in Britain think they're too fat, while half of the country's 6-year-olds say they would like to be skinnier. I say bravo to the 6-year-old girls for identifying a problem and wanting to do something about it. Now, if England is anything like the U.S., we've got, what, like 60% of the country who's overweight? Now, if only half of Britain's 6-year-olds say they'd like to be skinnier, we've got some work to do. At least 10% of the girls in that country are living in a delusional state.
I'm fit and attractive. Yes, I am. Boys are just intimidated by me.
Now waddle your way to the edge of the playground, walk along the chain link fence, look sad. God, I miss elementary school. Have you ever seen an extremely overweight girl play hopscotch? Oh, that is hilarious right there. The way she can't lift her leg up properly, it's kind of off to the side. Not very high up, but still she's wobbly, right? And then, she jumps on one foot onto the square. It's like a sack of lead potatoes crashing down.
Did someone say potatoes? Yummy, 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 yummy.
Where are we at here? Half of the 6-year-olds asked to pick their ideal body shape from a range of digitally altered images of themselves chose the one that was 3 sizes smaller than the real image, which was the slimmest option they could choose. Many of the girls questioned in the study by Cambridge University say they thought being skinnier would make them more popular. And right you are. These girls know what's going on. The experiment was carried out ahead of Joe Frost Extreme Parental Guidance, a television program to be screened on Channel 4 on Tuesday. Sounds like another great documentary series. The mother of 6-year-old Saffron Davis, who opted for the thinnest image, said the attention given to size zero models was responsible for making normal children overweight. What? Should make them thinner to aspire to be a size zero so they too will receive attention. Fat girls are so stupid. That's fat girl logic right there.
Thin people make me fat.
What? Are you insane? Blaming other people. What's making you fat is all those goddamn fish and chips and blood pudding or whatever the fuck you eat over there. What do they eat in England? Mashers and knobs or something? Knobs, what is it? Sausage, what's it called? I don't know, whatever. Something in Masher. I don't know. She said, Saffron looks through my magazines and says her legs are fat. There is a worrying culture of girls thinking they're overweight from a very young age. They are overweight. Our whole fucking world is buckling under the weight of humans. Last week, it was reported that 5-year-old Lucy Davis, 3 stone 9 pounds, which for us stupid Americans is what, like over 50 pounds? That's pretty fat for a 5-year-old, right? Maybe not, I don't know. Yes, she's been classified as unhealthily fat by doctors in Dorset because she was 1% over her ideal body mass index. Well, you know what? 1% over her BMI leads to 2% over the BMI, and then 3, and then 4. So, you know, it's a slippery slope. You know, if you go through life saying, oh, I'm only 1 pound overweight, oh, I'm only 2 pounds overweight, or 3, then soon enough you're 20 pounds overweight, you're a fucking monstrosity, sweating grease, and no one loves you. Just like what's happening to the 6-year-old girls over there in Britain. All right, final story we have for you today. If you have a crooked cock, I may have the treatment for you. A new drug for claw hand, a condition that causes bent fingers, may serve double duty as a penis straightener. It's kind of like a hair relaxer for your
dick and nuts!
Yes, Pfizer's drug Xiaflex, or something like that, was not approved for penis straightening, but it may provide much relief for those suffering from Peyronie's disease. Or Peyronie's disease, depending on how you pronounce it. A hard-to-treat condition in which the penis becomes permanently and painfully bent. It's a disease that's very frustrating, says Dr. Robert Davis, a professor and apparent sufferer of the disease. Yes, he's a professor of urology at the University of Rochester. Hitting men in the prime of life, causing pain, sometimes erectile dysfunction, and making it difficult to impossible to having sexual intercourse. The drug was approved by the Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday night explicitly for use against claw hand. I love that name. Now, well, if you've got a bent penis, they've got a good name for the disease. It's not bent cock disorder. It's called Peyronie's disease. But if you've got a messed up hand, they just call it what it is. Claw hand. Yeah. All right. Yes, apparently this drug was approved for claw hand, but research suggests that Xiaflex is effective in Peyronie's patients as well. The release of the drug this spring may lead to off-label use for Peyronie's disease. The company developing the drug wants nothing to do with bent cocks. As a safety precaution, they say they will do everything it can to discourage off-label use of Xiaflex for Peyronie's. They're kind of dicks over there at that pharmaceutical company. They're basically withholding a cure to a painful affliction. That's right, you curvy cock motherfucker. We will heal you when we're good and ready. Your bent prick is on our time. For I am Scrotus, Greek god of the meat sticks. All right. In both the Peyronie's and claw hand, an excess buildup of collagen creates scar tissue, preventing normal movement and function of the hand or penis. Xiaflex, delivered in a series of injections to the affected area, works by breaking down the excess collagen. I can't believe no one's ever thought of doing this before. Yeah, let's inject something that will break down the collagen. I could have thought of that. I'm practically a doctor. I mean, it just kind of sounds like common sense. All right, so yes, this medication works by breaking down the excess collagen with the enzyme collagenase. Okay, now you're losing me. Providing more movement to the extremity. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my friggidigus.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
It's Gossy the Dragon from Canada here. Just want to let you know, I live on an island off of Vancouver where the Olympics are, called Vancouver Island.
Oh, okay.
And at my local gym yesterday, we're being held the local Special Olympics. well, it was just basically, I don't know, 50-plus window lickers drowning in a swimming pool. There didn't seem to be any sort of conformity to their style or stroke of swimming, doggy paddling, and some were just
so in the Special Olympics, doggy paddling is an event
on their back.
Uh-huh.
Lots of collisions and arguments in the pool. It was quite amusing.
Do the Special I'm guessing the Special Olympics don't have both summer and winter. I find it funny that during the Winter Olympics, the Special Olympic kids are in the pool.
You would have
Doesn't
loved
seem
it.
Quite appropriate.
Fortunately, I don't have any sort of video recording equipment, but
that's okay.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, like I said, when I was in high school, a bunch of these Special Olympics kids came to town, or I don't know if they were training. Maybe they're local kids training to be in the Special Olympics. I don't know if they do regional Olympics or something. But there was a bowling team, and we all bowled with the Special Olympics kids. And then we got bowling pins and had all the retards sign them.
Hey, Timmy.
Jesus Christ.
I found something out. Spiral hamfucker coughing while I'm eating sauerkraut.
Ew.
Does not equal not throwing up.
Is not equal to not throwing up.
Backlogged, and I just now got to listen to the 215 show, in which Spiral Hamfucker has a spiral ham infection.
Ugh.
I hate you. I got my workout shirt all fucking throw up-y. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Of all the things I've played on the show, it was Spiral Hamfucker coughing. Got him.
Hey, Tim, this is Isaac from California calling.
Yeah.
You played me once a few years back when I was still listening to your show. I took a break for a while, and I sounded really gay on the phone. I'm not actually gay, you know, only like every other Thursday and the last weekend of every month.
When
I will indulge in the cock, usually by posting an ad on Facebook and selling my asshole for a few dollars.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're not a full-time gay, why not? Why not advertise yourself as a straight boy? Who's willing to go gay for pay, make some cash.
I thought I'd tell you a little story.
You're a smart businessman.
When I was in college, and it has to do with the rape situation that you were talking about on Friday, where the girl wanted to be raped. And I was about to get with this girl, and which is, yes, very interesting, because, you know, one of your viewers gets, or listeners gets laid occasionally.
Yeah, well.
But she told me that she wanted me to rape her. At which point I decided I could either, you know, fulfill a fantasy of hers and be very scared, or not rape her and go away. I decided to go away because
the
situation
move.
Being as it is, it's so easy for a guy to get in trouble for that kind of thing.
Right.
But I decided not to have sex with her.
By the way, that's true. I mean, that is you
got
to be
careful.
Trouble
a few months earlier by...
Ever signed some sort of paperwork or something.
A guy with a knife. So, yeah.
You might have not been listening to the show, but a while ago, it might have been a Sideshow exclusive thing as well, but I was playing Campus Confessionals or something like that, you know, where college kids basically tell their stories, and one of them was very similar to what happened to you. A guy was dating a girl. She says, I want you to act like you're raping me. I want you to basically, one night when I'm not expecting it, sneak into my house and forcibly just have sex with me. And he did that, and then she freaked the fuck out and started crying.
Tim, tone deaf comments from Texas here. I'm listening to the September 24th, 2009 Best Of show that you did.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why we're grilling you about saying poutine or poontang or poutine wrong, because within 2 minutes, you said, when you were telling the story of Joe's driving instructor dipping her ice cream in her Slim Shake, you said, that undoes it. Undoes, Kim. Undoes.
That undoes it. Did I say that undoes it? I might have been saying it on purpose. I know the difference between undoes and undo.
Also, then undoes you said it. There was like a penis amputation in a movie theater, and you said you'd watch to pay all that go down. I think you meant I'd pay to watch all that go down.
Listen.
I don't know why we're giving you a hard time about.
You're gonna bust my balls over that? Come on.
Hey, Tim. It's Civil Disrest.
What did I say? I would watch to pay all that go down.
I'm right now currently Idiot. Waiting for a furry to pick me up, take me to another furry's house so that we can hang out and go into a hot tub. And yeah, I'm going to keep rape. Anyway.
Wow.
You know that Picks girl bit, who please. Is screaming like that? My sister is going to grow up to be like that person. She's mentally challenged, first of all. And
wait, I don't even know what screaming woman you're talking about.
I wanted to isolate the audio for you, send it to you, but...
Yes, please do. Yes.
It was a bit hard to do. So, that's about it.
All right, well, good luck with your furry raping there.
Hey, Tim. This is Richard from Banco. I'm calling because I wanted to talk about the Alexis K. Tyler video. You seem confused, and I understand...
What's new, right?
This might make me crazy, but I understood what she was saying. First of all the blowing of the smoke and the spitting of the alcohol, that is voodoo practice, which I think is very funny based on the other stuff.
Yes, someone else called in. Was it Surly or someone called in yesterday mentioning that?
Completely contradictory to the stuff she was saying about reptilian DNA. She's basically saying we all have the ability to tap into evil. And the Luciferian, which is Lucifer or Satan or the devil, is a lesser god, and that everybody has the ability to think to that level. Now, she said it stupidly, of course.
She said it in her black
way. I've always wondered what would have done a black or white with Alexis K. Tyler and like one of those crazy ranting white
supremacists.
Call-in show hosts or something.
Yeah,
but,
that might not. We haven't done a black and white recently.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Owen. Timmy-boo. I really love the interview with Joe, and I just wanted to ask you, but Tim, can you tell us a story about you and Joe?
Okay, I don't have any right now, but
you could DM Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak from Boston, calling up about.
Joe will be back on the show real soon.
Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak from Boston, calling up about Alexis K. Tyler, and. Excuse me, Dr. Pepper, pardon me about that. Anyway, Alexis K. Tyler and the clip that you played of her where you said no one would understand it, where she's talking about reptilian and Luciferian DNA.
Apparently a lot of people understand it, and again, I'm just an idiot.
I understand exactly what she was talking about. She's referencing some of the more, shall we say, exotic conspiracy theories.
Oh. What?
There are people who believe that there are reptilian humanoid shapeshifters.
Wait a second.
Who secretly rule the Earth.
This is a little different than what the other callers were saying.
Earth.
This is getting all sci-fi.
And some people believe they've intermarried with humans. Well, interbred. Some people believe they're aliens. Some people believe they're a parallel species that evolved before Homo sapiens. One of the things they're pretty consistent on is most of the people who accept this theory also believe that one of the really big underground nests is underneath the Denver International Airport.
What?
Anyway, if you want to learn more about this particular conspiracy theory, or actually, if you want to go to one of the great next
What? The Denver Airport? Why?
Really
of
fucked
all
out
places.
Conspiracy theories. Just go to www.davidicke.com. DAVIDICKE.com.
All right.
Although, his fans insist you pronounce it Ike, not Ick. The forums there are just a nest of crazy. You'll have material for years.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Hey, TJ, Spiral Hamfucker. Hey, I'm sure I'm way late
there
on this
is.
One, but he's saying pool stick. I don't know, those kids that were molested that girl on tape and here in California, I think it was in San Diego. It was like a cop's kid. But they're sticking all kinds of shit in their candles, and I think pool stick was one of them. So I don't
what
know if
it's
some sort of reference
about?
To that incident.
Are you talking about the Your Cardboard Heart song, Pool Stick?
Hey, Tim Henson.
Please, when you call in, tell me what you're referring to. I talk about so much stuff. I don't know what you're.
Hey, Tim Henson, DV listener Matt from Math.
Hello, Matt,
calling in. Just more info on the guy, the old guy who beat up the black guy on the bus. Apparently, his nickname is Mr. Slick, and he's well known in the San Francisco area for being, what else, a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just thought you'd like to know that. Love the show.
All right, thank you very much. And finally today.
Hey, Tim, this is the Fucktard Teacher Sideshow Member. I haven't called in a while. I got two things, so don't put the train wreck on me. First thing, Miller High Life is the champagne of beers.
Right.
I found that out when somebody popped the top on me and there was fizz all over the place, but that was all right. Second thing, I don't know if you subscribe to the Moth podcast, but
no.
It's one of those storytelling podcasts like from NPR. Anyways, the latest episode called The Italian Stallion has this unsavory type with this voice telling this story through an interpreter about her first night with her boyfriend.
Someone send me a link to that, please.
Really dirty, but the unsavory's voice is pretty fun to listen
to.
You might want to check it out.
Yes, I must have that.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD-IT-IN-OH-GOD. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Date me because I'm not boring, I'm wild and crazy, and there's a possibility that we could have sex if you play the song Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Cum Snorting. Benson with you back for the Sideshow exclusive portion of the podcast. If you're listening, Ninja Pang members really do appreciate that so much. You have no idea. Because I'm just having to fucking shell money out left and right. And so every little bit helps. I had an issue with my hosting service. You see, I host a lot of files. I have a couple hosting services, actually. One hosts distortedview.com. So a lot of times if distortedview.com is down, the Sideshow site remains up. I think the Sideshow site is a better hosting service, but I'm too lazy to, switch providers and all this other shit around. All right. when I started the sideshow, I really had no idea how many people would sign up, the traffic involved, right? And for 3 years, I never went over my traffic limit because at the time, they had a cap. It's not unlimited data transfer, right? So I never had a problem with traffic overages and shit like that until this last pay period. And I think it has something to do with the fact that I switched to a higher MP3, you know, bit rate or whatever. And so the files are almost twice as big as they were, right? So when I got the $640 hosting bill, I was taken back. I was not expecting that. And so that's one of my expenses. And then today, I have to go to the car dealership and get new car keys made because I lost my fucking keys. And I can't get into my car or start it or anything. So I'm sure that is going to be pricey as well. Now, I did not have any problems when I was living in Ashtabula. I'm thinking this move to Columbus was ill-conceived. Evil. It was an evil move. So far, nothing really good has been happening to me here, but I'll give it another few months. We'll see if things turn around for old Timmy. Also, along these same lines, I recently shaved my balls, and that was a disaster. I was going on a date, and I just feel like no one likes a big hairy bush, right? Guys, you don't like to see, you know, a massive overgrowth on your ladies, and girls don't want to give guys blowjobs that have hair all wrapped around their shaft and stuff. You want to trim it back, and it makes your penis look bigger. And I can use all the help I can get in that department. So, you know, I shave in the shower. It's just, it's a lot easier, convenient. I've never had a problem nicking my ball region. And I was always concerned about that. That's why I never really did it until recently. But, you know, using my Mach 3, it's an enjoyable process. So I, you know, shaved my balls. And I was also trimming the bush down a little bit, and I didn't notice this at the time. I didn't drop my razor onto my cock or anything, but when I got out of the shower, I noticed there was a bald patch on my pubic area, like just a bald spot. Like I either trimmed a little too short in one area, but it was completely bald in like this little tiny spot, right? And, you know, if you're going to be sleeping with someone, you don't want anything weird going on down in that area. You don't want any, like, marks, rashes, bumps. You know, stuff that'll raise eyebrows. Like, what the fuck is going on with your genitals? I don't want that in me. Luckily for me, the dates were a complete disaster, and nothing led to anything. So I don't have to worry about that. But, so now I'm just sort of waiting for the little bald patch in my pubic puff to to grow back. I was actually trying to figure out the best way to proceed. I really need to have a camera on me 24/7 because the shit that goes on, you know, in my head and in my life, calculus. But there was a moment when I was like, okay, well, I can do a couple things here. I could just shave all of my pubic hair off completely. That would solve the tiny little bald patch, but then I look like a fucking 40-year-old. And that is just incredibly creepy. If it's not the real thing, move on, right? What? The other route I could have went is to just create more little bald patches in my pubic area. Like a cheetah print type of thing. It would look intentional, but again, there's a creepy element to all of that. I also considered using hairspray and trying to mat down some of my other pubic hair, like a comb-over type of situation. But, you know, since I had trimmed the rest of the area, it wasn't long enough to swoop over. And you still can't purchase that GLH9 hair in a can spray anywhere, so I couldn't even do that. So I was just pretty much stuck with a little bald patch. I looked at it today, and it's starting to get a little stubble, so I'm glad it's coming in. The other thought was, you know, what if it never grows back? And for the rest of my life, I have to explain to people why, you know, there's a bald patch in the middle of my pubic area. I honestly don't know how that happened. All right. Well, there you go. That's my pubic story for you today. Aren't you glad you're Sideshow members? Thank you. All right. I've got some audio to share with you. First up, Siddle emailed me. Siddle says, "Hello, Timmy Spornak, pit-licking Henson. Christian soldier Sergeant Siddle reporting. Found a worthy Linda Finkel Hall of Famer, and the icing on the cake is that they happen to be Christian rockers. Terrible, horrible, suicidal/abortion-worthy Christian rockers." I believe he found this on the Onion's AV Club site, so the Onion is getting into the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame spirit. Let's take a listen. Isn't that the theme song to Mary Tyler Moore?
Down. Can't seem to get it off the ground. Put your hope on what you do.
This is inspirational.
Still feel you never get through.
It's inspiring me to put a bullet through my head.
You will find this is your life, this is your time.
So what, I have to pay $640 for my internet hosting? So what if I have a big bald patch on my pubic area right now? This is my life! It's my time to shine! Yeah! It's all going to be okay. Oh my god, really?
Back.
You know what? Why don't we fast forward just a little bit? 3 or 4 minutes to the very end.
Your life. This is your life. This is your life.
There you go, Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. Thank you very much, Siddle, for that. I've got some painful anal audio for you. This is a husband and wife going at it.
Not in the air.
Get that ass up in the air, bitch.
You just worry about how hard I'm going to fuck your ass.
That's the only thing you need to concern yourself
ow.
With.
Ow! Ow! Ow, 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 ow! Mm-hmm. Ow!
Found this on eFucked, and he says that she says ow 87 times in this clip.
Ow.
You just start fucking me when you're ready.
Ow. Don't pull out.
Mm-mm.
Ow.
Tell me fuck my ass, daddy.
Please, daddy, fuck my ass.
Fuck
ow.
Me.
Fuck me, daddy, please.
See, she doesn't sound very convincing, I have to say. I don't think she really wants him to fuck her.
Fuck my ass.
Fuck my ass. Ow, fuck my ass. Ow.
Do you like my cock in your ass?
Yes,
it certainly sounds like she does. By the way, you'll hear this a little bit later in the clip. They have a safe word for the painful anal sex, and it's Oreo, as in Oreo cookie. I love learning people's safe words.
No, don't leave.
I'm not leaving. Put your head down. Come on, I need that ass high in the air.
Ow! Ow, it hurts. It's blowing up.
You like it ground in,
yeah,
ow.
Ground right up in there.
Oh. 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 No. Ow. Ow.
Tell me, fuck my ass, daddy.
Will you, daddy? Fuck me.
Fuck my
ass, daddy.
Am I fucking it hard enough for you?
Harder, daddy.
You want me to fuck your ass harder?
Ow.
What a snot.
Ow. 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 You're hurting me.
I don't hear a Oreo yet.
Daddy. Ow. Ow.
I don't hear Oreo yet.
Yeah. If it hurts so bad, why not say Oreo? It's because you crave my cock.
That means I'm fucking your ass good.
Yeah. Oreo.
Can I come? You want me to come?
Yes. Mission accomplished. I've got one more clip I wanted to share with you today. This is a drunk guy at an airport being belligerent and screaming, just being an asshole. I believe he's up there in Canada.
Don't you ever talk to me like that, you fucking son of a bitch.
I don't really know what caused the fight here.
I have it. Why you take me? Get it over with.
We don't have
tasers. Why? We're not in Canada? You're gonna be the next one.
He keeps asking to be tased.
You're the next victim. Come on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it fucking on.
What I find interesting is eventually the cop does quote-unquote bring it on, and he don't like it, even though he's asking for it. He's asking for it to be brought.
He disrespected me, you motherfucker, you. I don't give a fuck.
Clip. Oh,
that's
good.
Who the fuck am I? Come on, taser me! Kill me!
Taser me, kill me. Someone please take him up on that offer.
Yeah, you proved your point. Oh, well.
Oh, here we go. The cop has tackled this guy and is going to handcuff him.
Yeah, you proved your point.
You proved your point. All right, let me go.
Oh, well. Macho man, come on.
Macho
fucking
man.
Put the cuff on me. Motherfucker! Good! Taser me! Kill me!
He still wants to be tasered.
Motherfucker! Good!
I think he has a taser fetish.
Yeah, right on. You're better off to taser me the way the toxic freaky, you cocksucker!
Ah! Ah! Goddamn cocksuckers! Taser me!
Treat me like a human.
He doesn't like the way he's being treated.
You busted up my glasses. Are you happy?
And the cop broke his glasses. So there you go. You know, I thought it was kind of funny because Canadians are typically known as very laid-back, friendly people. This guy, going against the stereotype, was not. All right, so there you go. That is all the time I have for you. Thank you again so much for being Sideshow members. Really do appreciate it. I think I have enough stuff for another video cast, so I'm going to be posting that maybe tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Then, of course, Thursday's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. And then all the weekend crap we do. So a lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, bye, everybody.